You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump announced plans for tariffs on foreign steel and aluminium more than 2 months ago, justifying them as a matter of national security. In the president's view, a global oversupply of steel and aluminium driven by China threatens US producers. Key allies have been trying to avert the measures being enacted during a two-month exemption, but they were ultimately unable to convince U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who has now announced the measures in Paris. A 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminium will be imposed on the European Union, Canada and Mexico starting on the weekend. The move has angered Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who says the United States is not acting with common sense.
Let me be clear. These tariffs are totally unacceptable. For 150 years, Canada has been the United States' most steadfast ally. We have to believe that at some point, common sense will prevail. But we see no sign of that in this action today by the U.S. administration.
Canada says it will retaliate dollar for dollar from July by imposing a 25% tariff on certain types of US steel. A 10% tax on other goods like yogurt, whiskey and roasted coffee will also be set. The European Union says the tariffs are a sign of pure protectionism. EU President Jean-Claude Juncker says the only choice is to take the matter to the World Trade Organization and impose duties on US imports.
This is a bad day for the world trade. The European Union cannot react to that without any kind of reaction, so we'll immediately introduce a settlement dispute on the WTO level, and we'll announce in the next coming hours counterbalancing measures. What they can do, we are able to do exactly the same. It's totally unacceptable that a country is imposing unilateral measures when it comes to world trade.
A key theme of his so-called America First agenda, Donald Trump has often spoken of protectionist measures, claiming other countries take advantage of the United States in trade. The tariffs are designed to let the U.S. steel and aluminium industries increase their capacity utilization rates above 80% for the first time in years. Permanent exemptions were granted to several countries, including Australia, Argentina, and South Korea after agreements were reached, but Mexico was among those not spared. The country's economy minister, Ildefonso Guajardo, says although he wants to continue negotiations with the United States, the tariff decision is a worst-case scenario. He says retaliatory measures are likely to complicate talks between the United States, Canada and Mexico on revamping the North American Free Trade Agreement that underpins trade between the neighbors.
Whatever they do in terms of trade actions that affect trade flows today will be encountered by a similar weight action from Mexico, but Mexico will keep on in the negotiating table and in an open dialogue to try to reach a solution that is in the best interest of Mexico and our trading partners.
Wilbur Ross, the U.S. Commerce Secretary, has denied talk of a trade war and says any retaliations over the tariffs are not likely to have much impact on his country's economy.
I don't think they change the fundamentals of relationship. Everybody has spats every now and again. Every family does, every country does with others. There's nothing weird about that. I think everybody will get over this in due course.
But global stocks have already fallen as investors brace for more uncertainty in the market. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.